اللهم صل على علي ابن موسى الرضا المرتضى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our heart, our majlis, with the presence of Imam al-Hujjah, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajul sharif. Please recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal faraj.
So we know this opportunity of being beside the holy shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam with this very auspicious occasion that we have, then the dhikr of salawat is very recommended. So it is a hadith that whenever you make dua, there would be some obstacles between you and your du'as and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you recite this beautiful dhikr of peace upon the Muhammad and his progeny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as and make shafa to all the marda. Please recite the next salawat even louder.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam.
So the topic that I want to express here and elaborate very briefly in this great majlis by the presence of the respected ulama and the audience is the actually observing morality and respecting others' rights upon the point view of Imam Reza alayhi salam and all Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. As my brother Sayyid said and mentioned, whenever we are going forward, we can find that the teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam becoming much more important and significant to human being. Then in the past, when we refer to the, for example, the saying of Imam Reza, Imam Ali, and all Ahlul Bayt, sometimes we could not understand what they say. But nowadays, when we are going forward and watching and seeing what is happening to Eastern countries and their societies and their generation, then we are going to this result that what a valuable speech of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and how we can understand the more about this teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So the morality and akhlaq, as Sayyid said, it is now the first priority of the human being, especially the Eastern countries and United States and all the countries that they are thirsty of the teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So whenever you refer to their society, they have this problem with their family, with the akhlaq, with the morality, with the manners, that we as the one that we can introduce the teaching of Ahlul Bayt to these thirsty people, that they can understand it, they can get it, and they can save them from the dangers of this time, that, you know, actually it would be a very big problem for all human beings. It is not only for Eastern and Western countries, but actually it would be a problem of the whole human being. As you know, many of the addresses of the Quran, it's in general, it is not only for the Muslims or the Arab people. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, the children of the Adam, it is not for the only Muslims and Arab, not a special country. Then the addressing of the Quran make this point clear that the teaching of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt is for all human beings. It is not only for the Muslims, for the Shia, for the Christians, for the Jews. No, it would be for all Muslims. Then it would come one time that all the Muslims, all the, you know, non-Muslims even would be, you know, in need of the teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the Quran. But, you know, the principles of the akhlaq that we have in the, you know, teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, I want to mention some of them, the headline of some of them, and then if we would have the time, we can talk about some of these principles that they are really important, that how we can discuss and how we can understand them. So the principles of the, you know, topic of the akhlaq in the viewpoint of Imam Riza alayhi salam, one of them is the principle of good manners to your family, the society, and those you are living with. So having the good akhlaq with your family, it is very recommended. So it makes us to have the most rizq, and then it makes our effort much more, you know, effective. So Imam Riza alayhi salam, when we study the teaching of him and the manner of Imam Riza alayhi salam with his student, with his family, with his servant even, we can find that what akhlaq Imam Riza alayhi salam had. For example, when was the table set, he called all his servant and all his family to come and start, you know, eating food together, not alone. So it was one of the, you know, good manners of Imam Riza alayhi salam can be a lesson for us. Then we can have more attention to our family, our society, even those they are not, you know, in the range of our grade and range, then we could have the good manner. Then Imam Riza alayhi salam and all Ahlul Bayt, when we are talking about Imam Riza, it's not special for Imam Riza, it would be for all Ahlul Bayt. They had the same manners, the same akhlaq, and all of them could be a model for us. Then we can take this model and set our life according to this model and moral model of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, especially the akhlaq of Ahlul Bayt. So as we know in the Quran, we have this ayah, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You know, this good model of Noble Prophet would be a model for all human beings. Then they can follow him, they can take lesson from them, and we have a better and much more nice life. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being. He wasn't an angel. He wasn't, you know, in another you know, group or, you know, actually generation. He was a person, he was a human being. Then as a human being, we can take a model from Noble Prophet. So it was the, you know, problem that the people, they were with the Prophet, you know, only, you know, they asked why God Almighty haven't sent somebody from, you know, angels or some other groups. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've sent the Prophet from human being. Why? Because he could be a role model for the old human being. Imagine that Prophet was from angels or from other groups. We would ask from us why we would follow somebody who is not from our generation or our group. Then he was among the actually human being, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you can have a, you know, good model of the Rasulullah. Then the manners of all Ahlul Bayt, including Imam Riza alayhi salam and Prophet, can be a good example for us. Then we can follow them and make our life a better life and more moral life. Then the principle of work and effort you can find in the life of all Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They weren't somehow the lazy people. They always, you know, worked. Look at Imam Ali alayhi salam's life and the Imam Riza and all the, you know, Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They were very hardworking people. They weren't sit a corner and ordered others to do, you know, so and so. No, they were very hardworking, and it can be, again, one of the moral principles that we can follow. So the principle of Salatul Rahim means having a good relationship with your, you know, family, with your relatives, with your friends. So it is very important, especially nowadays, that, you know, we have everything with us, but the Salatul Rahim is becoming weak and weak. Sometimes, you know, many people, they don't have any news about their brothers, their sisters, their parents. I remember the one time I was in South Africa in Cape Town, and one of my students said that I have one uncle in another city, and for more than 20 years I didn't see and I didn't meet him. I've said that, you know, travel to there and meet him. He said that I don't have any, you know, issue with him. Why I should travel? I said that travel just to see him, nothing else. And after he traveled, came back and said that what a beautiful sense, you know, creating with me that I just went there and met my, you know, uncle after 20 years. So these are the teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam, having a good, you know, relationship with your family, with your relatives. Even among you, you have some, you know, brothers, sisters, even, you know, some parents that you don't have any news. Just now, you know, take the phone and call them and, you know, ask, you know, what are they doing. It is one of the principles of the akhlaq of Imam Riza alayhi salam and all Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Then we could have a better relationship together. As Sayyid said, if we strengthen our relationship, then we would be much more stronger among, you know, against the enemies. But if we are broken, then we wouldn't have, you know, any actually tools and means to be against the enemies that they are against us. So the Salat al-Rahim is very important. The principles of the humility, at-tawadu. So tawadu is against the, you know, arrogancy or, you know, self-pride. Then it is another principle that all the Ahlul Bayt had. You know, the, you know, ilm of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam is ilmul laduni. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but never they said that we are better than you. Ana basharun mithlukum. I am a person like you. Whatever I have, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing, you know, with me that I would be proud of you. Compared to these akhlaq that some of the people have, that, you know, as soon as they gain some, you know, knowledge and science, they would, you know, make themselves, I am better than you, I am, you know, much more educated. So it is not the akhlaq of Ahlul Bayt. Akhlaq of Ahlul Bayt is that you should always be humble. It is a beautiful hadith of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and it would be a lesson for us. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says that whenever you see somebody, there are three, you know, at most three situations that you can, you know, imagine. Whether he is older than you, then you would say by yourself that his worship by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more than me. Whether he is younger than you, then you would, you know, think by yourself that his sins is less than me. Then I need respect him. When you are equal in age, then you would think by yourself that I know about my mistake, but I don't know about his mistake. Then again, you should respect him. Look at this beautiful, you know, view of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam of Ahlul Bayt. Then we can, you know, have a better and much more warm society among each other. Then we would be much more stronger against the enemies that they are always, you know, against the, you know, Muslim nations and the actually Shia community. There are some other points that if we have opportunity to have the other hadith of Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam Riza, inshallah, in other opportunities, I would talk about these issues. Thank you for your attention. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.